WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. At least six people are still missing after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore overnight, causing the more than mile-long span to crash into the chilly waters. The NTSB now leading the investigation into the cause, but authorities say there's no indications of terrorism. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they're recovering the ship's recorders and will interview the crew in the coming days.
We chose not to board the vessel today to allow some time for the search and recovery, which we did not want to interfere with.
Baltimore's port, one of the largest in the region, the span, also a major artery and fixture. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure. It has been part of the skyline of this region for longer than many of us have been alive.
President Biden pledging federal aid to rebuild. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Monday, Governor Tony Evers signed a bill that recognizes a stretch of I-90 as the Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers Memorial Highway. The governor was joined by Ho-Chunk National President John Greendeer, along with bill authors, local officials, citizens of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and community members. The bill signing took place in Baraboo. The governor says this effort will continue to bolster native language and preservation. The bill also lists the 14 Ho-Chunk Code Talkers that the Federal Department of Defense has recognized, as well as specifically including any other unidentified Ho-Chunk World War II Code Talkers. From Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A damp and dreary day with rain and even storms possible. Temperatures spike to 50 degrees but quickly drop to the mid-30s for the rest of the day. Snow will start to mix in after 5. The flash freeze of everything wet will create tons of slippery surfaces. So watch where you step. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, 44 degrees.
99.7.
Wake me up before you dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home and stare.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7
Max FM.
Today, definitely one of those good days to stay in and try and work from home if you can, right? The wet weather will wrap up, as you heard in your forecast. And not too warm, either. It's 99.7 Max FM.
So much for your promises.
that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Opposites attract, it's physical. Must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, what's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion? What's love got to do with it? Who needs a heart when a heart can be broken? It may seem to you that I'm acting confused. You're close to me. If I tend to look dazed, I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Bucks and Lakers play the return game of their two-game season series tonight at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as probable, but Lakers forward LeBron James, who has been dealing with an ankle injury, has been ruled out. Wisconsin women's basketball team will host Illinois State in the WNIT Super 16 on March 28, 7 p.m. The Badgers went on a 25-7 run to erase a 19-point deficit last night, knocking off Southern Indiana 67-62 in the WNIT second round. Packers adding some kicking competition for Anders Carlson by adding Vikings free agent Greg Joseph. He spent the last three seasons kicking for Minnesota. NFL's annual meetings continue in Orlando. There was a flurry of activity today. The league announced a massive revamp on kickoffs. They pushed back the trade deadline 1 week to after week 9, and albeit a Wednesday, the league says it'll play two Christmas Day games this year. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. You probably saw this news. Badger basketball player Connor Asesian has entered the transfer portal. It'll be an interesting year next year with Greg Gard and this Badger men's basketball team.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Use just a little hope.
messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Carving you up, all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little reaction. Come on, baby, give me just one look. You can't start a fire. Sitting around crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire.
And more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM, our ride into spring. Text to Win statewide contest continues tomorrow morning. Listen to Maddie in the morning just after 7 a.m. for that keyword to text through the Civic Media app.
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid, miss out my way, miss don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own. Miss almost grown, miss never let a man help her off her phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little miss apprehensive said, ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling? Play it smart, miss, if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated, she didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconceptions, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She fell in love.
We will. time after time. I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few.
Minute Music Hour continues as we wrap up the workday. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron. We're going to get to music on the way from Madonna. Tom Petty as well coming up before we finish up this workday. And another look at your Max FM forecast coming up next.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoncinis, shaved parmesan, old world pepperoni, and top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. There's a number of great Easter egg hunts for the kiddos all across the area for this Easter weekend. Prairie du Sac Fire Department is going to be hosting their Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk. This will be happening on Saturday, March 30th at Marion Park. $20 if you pre-register, $25 if you register the day of, and that is for the 5K run walk. The Easter egg hunt is a free event, weather permitting. Will start at 10 a.m. You can go to pdsfire.com or check out their Facebook page for more details. The Portage Lions Club will also be hosting their Easter egg hunt that same day. This will be on the John Muir and Woodridge School grounds. Thousands of foil-wrapped chocolates will be on the grounds. The hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. Children will split into the following age groups: 1 to 3 years old, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11-year-olds. The Easter Bunny, along with Leo the Lion, will be on site for photo opportunities. Bring along a sack or basket to collect some sweet treats, and in the case of poor weather, the Lions will pass out eggs on the curbside. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. until 10:30, and it's from the Portage Lions Club. And the Easter Bunny will continue to stay busy as they'll be heading over to Roxbury on Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. The Easter egg hunt will happen rain, snow, or shine for this one. There's also going to be live bunnies. Bring your camera for a picture with the Easter Bunny And of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt will have treat bags courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. All are welcome. Again, this one is happening at St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. Again, these are just a few of the many Easter-related events happening around the area. Many businesses will also have some as well. Check out the Area Chamber of Commerce website for more details or individual businesses for their specials and deals.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening flurry, otherwise cloudy tonight, breezy, lows low 20s. Some sunshine returns tomorrow, but cold, high mid 30s, and mostly sunny and into the mid 40s for Thursday. Friday looks mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the late afternoon and evening. Nice temperature jump as highs return to the mid 50s.
Think you need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 40. 99.7
90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
'80s, '90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. David Grant is in after 5 o'clock, handling the, holding down the fort, as we like to say here in Baraboo. David Grant on Max FM after 5 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night.
Love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Did you hear me just now?
80s, 90s, and more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
If you see a faded sign,